Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is it. You're witnessing the birth of the world government by the International Banking Crime Syndicate that orchestrated the economic implosion. Dr. Corsi's our guest. I should have added during the radio show, we have the late, great USA in hardcover. Gorgeous. Cover, great gift to give people, but the information's even more powerful. All the documents about the secret North American Union that they're now openly admitting. You need to get this book and give it to everybody, available at Infowars.com right now. By the way, massively discounted because the publisher gave us such a great deal. Again, Infowars.com. Please order today. Mark in Boston, finish up your question for Dr. Corsi.
Yes. Well, I'm here in Boston at the epicenter of all this globalist think tank stuff with the MIT and Harvard and things like that. And basically, I'm trying to just show up and go to all these lectures and organize people to come and try and voice their opinions instead of sitting at home waiting for you or Jerome to do something about it.
Yeah.
I'd just like to encourage people to join up, start their own We Are Change chapter, help me do some research, do your own research. You know, if you don't want to work with me or somebody else, just get out. I mean, hand a DVD to a police officer. I mean, I've made that my personal hobby. I've had a tremendous amount of success. You know, you just have to get over your comfort zone and just talk to people.
Absolutely. And is that We Are Change Boston?
Yeah, wearechangeboston.org. I haven't built up the site yet. It's just going to a meetup group, but I'm trying to.
All right, we got to jump. We got to jump. I really appreciate that. I mean, the bad news is the global elite have the high ground. They have the power. But also, Doctor, what they're doing is incredibly unpopular. So how do we stop this world government?
Well, Alex, I think we stop it the way we're doing it. That is exposure, the continued exposure. Your show, bringing on guests, getting these themes. I'm going to continue writing. I continue writing A World in a Daily. I'm going to issue a paperback, both of Late Great USA and The Obama Nation. I've got a new book in mind. Simon & Schuster looks very inclined to publish it. I hope by summer I'm going to have a whole new effort on exposing this international attempt to buy America. I'm going to go at it very hard. And Alex, I'm going to have to say goodbye. I've got other calls coming in. It's great to have an hour with you. And I plan, as I feel better, recover here, to be spending more time with you.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Corsi. Take care.
Great pleasure and honor to be with you. Thank you, Alex.
You bet. There he goes. Let's go ahead and take one call. Mark in Oregon. He had to leave, but go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Well, I'll tell you, Alex, I did have a couple of facts I wanted to relate to Dr. Corsi, but I guess relating them to you, they're going to get to him sooner or later anyway.
Go ahead.
The first is, I had wanted to ask Dr. Corsi, maybe you could tell me, Alex, what is your understanding of Mr. Phil Berg, the high-credentialed lawyer who has documents showing that Barack Obama is actually not a citizen of the United States, thus he is not qualified to be president of the United States. Dr. Stan Monteith had mentioned late last week that, to his understanding, that Mr. Berg is going to the Supreme Court on December 1st, and he's going to be presenting documents at the court at the request of Justice David Souter, which will be in the direction of exposing the non-citizenship of Mr. Barack Obama. Now, beyond that, Alex, Rick Wiles reported last week that Barack Obama's actual current legal name, assuming he's never had a name change, is Barry Satoru, S-A-T-O-R-O.
Yes.
And there is documentation for this on Barack Obama's Indonesian school application form. I believe it was for the Muslim school that he attended in Indonesia. As showing his birthplace as being Indonesia, and his name is Barry Satoru. So maybe there's some light at the end of the tunnel, brother. God bless you, and take care.
Thank you. The system loves him because they can destroy him at any time. You know, why didn't we run a black guy for president who was from America and wasn't a communist? And because, again, the globalists have an agenda. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today. Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZV.
ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed on your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZV remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD,
and all just a click away.
With ZV, there are no subscription or download fees.
The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com
today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Barack Obama vows to change the world. He's called The One. That's a London Telegraph headline. Here's another London Telegraph today. Gordon Brown calls for New World Order to beat recession. The bankers that caused it all, they will fix it. We got a link up on InfoWars.com at globalresearch.ca, an excellent article. Who are the architects of economic collapse? Michelle Chasadosky, professor, researcher. And we really appreciate him joining us today to go over this detailed article in the next 25 minutes. Then we're going to have open phones for the balance of the radio broadcast and a bunch of other scientific news, like 2 billion honeybees dying in England alone, directly linked to genetically engineered pesticide. That's right, the corn itself has pesticide in it, and it's killing the bees. That's just one part of this, so we'll be covering that as well. Professor, you have a big bio, but I always like to introduce you. Briefly, the most important parts of your bio, so people understand that you know of what you speak.
Well, essentially, I'm a macroeconomist specializing in the international financial system, but I'm also looking at military aspects, the war, because it's all, in fact, everything is interconnected.
Yes.
This crisis has been cooking for quite a number of years. It goes back to what was called the 1999 Financial Services Modernization Act, which was a major legislative initiative of the Clinton administration, and which virtually led to the deregulation of the banking system, laying the groundworks for the meltdown of financial markets under the Bush administration.
All right, I want you to break it down. And it's all there publicly in view, but it's still, even though we knew this was coming, to watch them, first let's get into how they engineered this, then they pose as saviors, they terrorize the Congress and say, pass this or we'll have depression. Then they take the trillion plus, not 800 billion, and give it directly to themselves to buy healthy institutions like Franklin Federal here in Texas, not ailing ones, and then they give it to themselves as cash bonuses. I mean, this is unparalleled, and now Obama is one of the architects of this and helped ram it through last month. Now he's coming in promising to give them even more power and have a world regulatory system run by the very inner group of banks that orchestrated all of this. So we're really seeing the birth of the world government or of and by the private banks with a nice carbon tax on top of it paid directly to them.
Well, precisely. This is a project of the major financial houses on Wall Street. It's a project which purports to centralize management of the financial system, both nationally and internationally, in the hands of a few big fish: Bank America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup. I think what is worth mentioning here is the logic behind this bailout. Because when you actually pay money to the banks, you do it from the public purse, which means that you have to run a big deficit. Either you run a big deficit or you cut all other expenditures across the board. You run up the public debt. And the public debt in the United States is now of the order of $10 or $11 trillion. And if you have another trillion, which is in handouts to the banks, that means the public debt goes up. And then what do? You ask the banks to lend you the money so that you can pay the bailout. Now, that is the very crucial relationship, is to finance the bailout. The U.S. Treasury has to borrow the money. And who do they borrow the money? They borrow it from financial institutions, or they ask the financial institutions to transact and to broker the debt operation, the sale of treasury bills, government bonds all over the world. Okay? So that in effect, what the government is doing is financing its own indebtedness. It is handing money to its creditors. And then its creditors are saying, well, we will lend you the money, and then with the money that we lend you, you can finance the bailout, okay? That's what's happening. And it's a circular relationship. It's absurd. And what does it do? It can do one of two things. One, it can literally push the public debt, I mean, spiraling public debt, going from, let's say, from it won't go from 11 to 12, it will go much further, because the deflationary impact of this financial operation on the real economy is devastating. So when you have less people working, companies going bankrupt, they don't pay taxes, okay? So revenues are going to collapse. State revenues are going to collapse. And the way in which you can finance this deficit is either curtailing every single category of expenditure which served the broader public: health, education, urban infrastructure, you name it, okay? Or you can literally run a very large deficit, which then means a major public debt operation, and there the banks will literally strangle you, because they will actually control the whole state apparatus. I think we're going towards a combination of both: rising deficit and public debt on the one hand, and a massive curtailment of all categories of public expenditure in a scenario where the real economy is collapsing.
Well, that's
and
what
then what
saying.
Do they do, these banks? They mm-hmm. take the bailout, and as you suggested, and they start buying out other financial institutions, but they will also be buying out the real economy. General Motors, you name it. I mean, airlines, hotel chains, they got so much cash, that they can literally buy out what we describe as the real economy.
So it's a consolidation, and on the surface, as we learned at Bilderberg almost 3 years ago, they were going to cut off liquidity to the general economy, call it a crisis, terrorize governments into handing over governmental power. So it's not the government taking over the banks. It's the banks becoming the true bosses of the government. And
then continuing,
and I want you to comment on this, Professor, and then continuing to cut off liquidity to deepen it while using the media they own to tell the people that everything's fine, and they're using Obama and his change as the cover to get this cemented through. So speak more to that, Professor, and then the $64 million question, will they be successful?
Obama is providing, in fact, a smokescreen for this whole operation. It's a neoliberal agenda with a so-called human face. He has a populist rhetoric. It appeals to people. He sounds very sincere. From a personal point of view, I think he's certainly an improvement over George W. Bush. He's educated. I think he has a certain feeling and commitment. But the kind of people who are supporting him and financing his campaign have other types of feelings. And what you describe is exactly what is happening. The liquidity, the credit is being cut off to virtually every single productive unit across the land, to any kind of public or community-based initiative, municipal governments, grassroots organizations, state, local government, federal government agencies, health, education, etc., school boards. And essentially what's happening is that all types of debts, private, public debts, are going to simply skyrocket, leading to bankruptcies, strings of bankruptcies. Municipal debts will go up. I mean, we know about Orange County. We're going to have lots of Orange Counties all over the land. And eventually what they want to do is to privatize the municipalities as well. I mean, that's the ultimate objective, is to privatize urban space, roads. It'll be a whole bunch of
but it's not even privatizing. They're just handing it over, looting everything. They say they're going to grab the 83 interstate highways in the U.S. and hand them to multinationals as international zones to Texas, North American Union, mass corruption. What about these youth brigades and million-man spy forces and compulsory service? I mean, he had that on his website, change.gov, and then pulled it, and now his people are saying it didn't exist. I mean, this is crazy.
I didn't see that, but it's clear that the various pieces of legislation and presidential directives which were implemented during the Bush administration, which established the contours of a police state, are still there, and they will be used to appease any kind of protest movement against this economic policy. This is an absolutely devastating economic agenda. And if you look at the candidates, the people who are envisaged to occupy key positions, but specifically the Treasury Secretary, we're talking about people who already have a track record. The front runner for the position to head the U.S. Treasury Department is Lawrence Summers. Okay, now he's a distinguished professor at Harvard University. He's a former president of Harvard, but he's better known. He was with the World Bank for quite a while, and he was also
the
Secretary of the Treasury in the last year and a half of the Clinton administration, and he played a key role in lobbying Congress for the repeal of what is called the Glass-Steagall Act. Okay, the Glass-Steagall Act was enacted during the Roosevelt administration. It was essentially a mechanism to retain a certain level of sanity in the banking system, to prevent people from speculating, and essentially that kind of
it didn't let banks and insurance companies and brokerage firms mix which they've
That's
now
correct.
Done.
Yeah.
Stay there. Stay there. We're going to come back and talk about it.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the new world order.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with the reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the SprayYourPlate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Look, bottom line, a private inner circle of central banks, the folks that own the Federal Reserve and the Bank of England, they changed the laws under Clinton. Bush continued it right into their new guy, Barkey, as they call him. You got the public totally like zombies crying their eyes out thinking everything's fine. They have no idea that Barack Obama is total New World Order. And they're talking about staging terror attacks for him so he can grandstand there, going into more countries. He's telling the left now, get ready, I'm going to do stuff you're not going to like. Professor Chasadosky, what do you think those things are going to be? What do you see happening in the future?
Well, I see certainly a continuity in U.S. foreign policy. we you know, the same group of people, well, not quite the same group of people. Now you have Zbigniew Brzezinski, who is the godfather of the Democrats, going back to the Carter administration. I think, in a sense, I feel a little bit safer with Obama than with George W. Bush, because if it's a choice of let's say an all-out war in the Middle East on the one hand, and a, you know, and a nuclear war on the other hand, that kind of choice is still important to make. I think that the thrust of U.S. foreign policy is the same, and it goes back to the Truman Doctrine. It's there to gain hegemony. We're talking about hegemony in the military sphere as well as in the spheres of finance.
But that's only for the bankers, not for us, the people. We pay for it all and get nothing.
Absolutely. Now, I think what's very important is in a week from now, we're going to have this major financial summit in Washington, D.C., and I think that what is going to be proposed, at least by the U.S. administration, is a unipolar financial system, which will be dominated by a handful of U.S. or maybe perhaps a handful of U.S., European, British financial institutions, rather than some kind of a multipolar system where you trade with China, Russia, and
it's going to be a new heavily centralized world reserve currency made up of a basket of select currencies with this private banking group carrying out governmental operations.
Well, I think the agenda is literally to destabilize any competing world currency, including the euro for that matter. Whether they will achieve that objective is another matter, because the dollar, we know that the dollar is heavily overextended. Dollar-denominated debts are in the trillions. The Chinese and the Japanese hold those debts. But at the same time, we must understand that China in 2001 opened up its entire banking system to foreign banks. In fact, in a bilateral agreement which was signed prior to its entry to the World Trade Organization, so that will these other regional powers have the capabilities of doing something else? Brazil, there was a meeting last week in Brazil of the group of 20, the G20, which includes some of the regional powers as well. But in effect, if you look at Latin America as a whole, and you look at Brazil in particular, I don't see any alternative alternative banking structure. Venezuela, perhaps, with its project of the Banco del Sur, the Bank of the South, but in effect, the United States holds these countries in you know, politically they're very much in the, they're very much controlled by the United States, and economically they're controlled by the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. So we're not, and I don't see that Barack Obama will change this agenda in any way.
But he'll make us feel good about being financially slaughtered, and that's what's important. It's not actually being free, it's smiling. It's having somebody who smiles at me while they slit my throat. So that's why I think Obama's so much worse. With Bush, you had this translucent skinned little demon, you know, who just radiated stench.
No, that's correct. I mean, what the Obama,
well, that's what I'm saying. With Obama, he can get more through.
What the administration will do is it will use the rhetoric to confuse people. It will say, well, we're here to pursue the interests of Main Street America. We're going to look after the unemployed, the poor. We're going to create jobs.
Stay there, and then do the opposite. Final segment, and then your phone call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With the days getting shorter and the nights getting longer, being out after dark increases your odds of being mugged, assaulted, or even worse. Studies show 45% of violent crimes happen after dark. No matter where you are, being unprepared in the wrong place at the wrong time can be extremely dangerous. That's why you need to visit pepperspray.com. Protect yourself with our Mace brand triple action pocket model, which contains pepper spray, tear gas, and a UV dye, making most attackers think twice. For only $12.95, pepperspray.com also carries hundreds of less than lethal self-defense products, including personal pepper sprays, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Visit pepperspray.com and enter coupon code GCN when you check out and receive 10% off your order. What are you waiting for? Visit pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
You know that there's treason going on. You can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms, or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
All right, I'm just going to do about six more minutes with the professor.
The ring of fire.
Then we're going to be taking your phone calls, Patrick, burns, Brandon, burns, Scott, burns, Arthur, and others. The toll-free number to join us. Open phones for the balance of the broadcast, 1-800-259-9231. And I'll tell you about some of the stuff coming up after our guest leaves us here in a few minutes, some of the other news stories and information that we're going to be covering. Professor, you got cut off by the break there. You were talking about Obama will confuse people with the rhetoric. It's all this talk about change and hope and helping people. And I wasn't for McCain either, but McCain actually said, let's give some of the bailout to people. Let's just forgive some mortgages, you know, at least for the amount that they're claiming is a bad loan. And Obama said no. And it literally is just giving our money we pay for in tax money and devaluation to them. I mean, the level of this heist and all these editorials about how the Bill of Rights is back and the Constitution's back, but it isn't. And he's appointing all these people that are always attacking the Bill of Rights. And he's going to keep all these powers. And so it's a cementing of everything George Bush got done. And the left is just dancing around drunkenly.
Well, that's correct. I think that the left has an allegiance to a political party, namely the Democrats, And the Democrats have an allegiance. They have an allegiance to Wall Street in the same way as the Republicans. It's the bipartisan consensus. And we can see this very clearly. I mean, the transition team is made up of bankers and politicians. There's not a single, I mean, is there somebody from organized labor or from community organizations? Are they African-American leaders? Are they prominent feminists? No, there's a bunch of bankers.
Yeah, there's not even tokens in there. I mean,
there's not even tokens. I haven't gone through the complete. I mean, there are various lists there, but I certainly looked at the list of the candidates for the position of Secretary of the Treasury
or his advisory panel with Paul Volcker and every other.
Sure. Well, some of the people on the advisory panel are also candidates for positions. So, you know, but that's not unusual. I think that first of all, one has to understand what might be an alternative agenda. There's some people, Kucinich and definitely Nader have alluded to the possibilities of an alternative economic agenda. As an economist, if I wanted to tame the markets, the first thing I'd do would to freeze all speculative instruments. It's a very easy thing to do. You simply freeze speculative trade. In other words, derivatives.
And you
restore, in a sense, the hegemony of the real economy over the financial sector rather than the reverse.
Instead, they're feeding the entire real economy into the maw of the very creature that caused the problem to begin with.
Exactly, because for the last, I'd say, well, it goes back to the Reagan administration, but the sources of enrichment have been within the financial system, mainly through insider information and speculation on the movement of stocks using index funds, options, short selling, and so on and so forth, so that when the market goes down, you make money. When it goes up, you make money, etc. And essentially what we've seen happen in the last couple of months is a massive transfer of wealth from ordinary Americans, their savings, their lifelong savings that they invested in the stock market, confiscated and transferred to the hedge funds.
All right, here's my final
question. Then what happens is that all this money is then used to buy up everything,
yes.
Real economy, General
yes.
Motors, the airlines, and so on.
Well, Professor, in closing with you, the public's already mad. 1,001 phone calls against the banker takeover. What is going to happen when the public finds out they've been betrayed again and that the entire economy has been fed into the hands of the international banking syndicate? I mean, is it just they have militarized police? They just keep their foot on our throats? We go into a long, dark depression, and then we just become like every other third world country and worldwide? That's your new world order? Is this international system of banks above the slaves? I mean, is that basically it?
Well, I think people are going to resist this. I think that this process, which is now taking place, is very visible. Obama has not yet entered the presidency, and he has already made alliances with a whole series of people and wealthy individuals, with banks and corporations and so on. He hasn't signified any real shift as far as Middle East foreign policy is concerned. He's still threatening Iran. I think people are going to wake up across America, and there's going to be a very significant protest movement, very different from what we might have seen during the Bush administration. People are going to come to realize that party politics is not the answer to meaningful change. They must understand that the bipartisan system, Democrats and Republicans, is not democracy. It in fact forecloses the possibility of any kind of real democracy. And How this protest movement is going to unfold is very difficult to predict, but I think it's going to happen. And it won't come from the left necessarily. It'll come from the grassroots, from mainstream America, once they start realizing that they have been taken in, deceived by the rhetoric, and imposed an economic agenda which ultimately impoverishes them and destroys their livelihood.
But they're going to turn loose the Obama Youth Corps as their kind of fake rabble, or like the UN points to non-governmental organizations and says, see, they're the people. But really it's a rent-a-mob of young, unemployed, dumbed-down people that think that those protesting Obama are the ones that have caused heaven to not materialize on Earth. And the Denver police just admitted Friday in the Denver Post that they staged riots at the DNC. They went out and attacked cops so that they could, it's just to realize the government is that evil. I mean, they get caught constantly doing this. The government really doesn't like free speech. They really don't like freedom. I mean, we really do have an evil government. And they just don't care. They're going to steal all the money. They're going to increase the amount of paramilitary police. They're going to turn mindless Obama-noids loose on us. Professor, one thing's for sure, this is going to be a really interesting road we're going down, and people can learn a lot more about your great analysis and the great writers you've got at globalresearch.ca, and we appreciate you coming on with us.
Well, thank you very much. People should visit our website, globalresearch.ca. We're based in Montreal, and we very much also appreciate your support.
Well, Professor, I'm going to be making a film soon about all the things that are happening, and I want to fly up there or fly you down here and interview you for it. And, Professor, we really appreciate you. Take care.
Thank you very much.
You bet. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. People accuse me a lot without ever giving any evidence of exaggerating or of trying to scare people. Folks, I'm not a very worldly person. I'm sick today. I have a chest cold, a head cold. It feels worse right now. It feels like it's going into the flu or something. But I'll be fine if I just get home and get some sleep. And I'm not whining about myself. The point is, I didn't get out of bed at 6:30 in the morning today sick after shivering all night, with whatever it is I've got, because I like coming up here and being a big shot. I got out of bed this morning to come down here because I know that every day I'm not in prison, every day I'm not gunned down, every day that they haven't completely brought us into a depression is a good day. And I know this isn't a game or a joke. I mean, it's so bad that I can't even articulate it. I mean, I can get some economist on from Canada, or I can separately have Dr. Corsi on. I can have an award-winning economist on. They'll tell you the same thing. I mean, it's in the Boston Globe. It's in the Associated Press. It's on MSNBC, CNN, the London Telegraph, that they are setting up a world government run for and by the banks, where they're going to micromanage every facet of our lives through these bureaucracies, through national ID cards. It's all being unified, decades in the making, by bankers who engineer depressions. I mean, we have their documents. We have their reports. They will destroy us because to them it's just cold-blooded numbers. It's fraud. It's criminal. It's evil. It's malicious. And it's unspeakable. And you're never going to hear Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity talk about this because they'll be off the air in a minute. All those, 1,000-plus AM and FMs those guys are on together, they're there to act conservative, make fun of liberals, act like liberals are just dumb idiots. And they are at the grassroots, just like mainline conservatives are. They're part of a false paradigm. But they're there to tell you there's no North American Union, there's no banking government. When it's in the news being announced by them, I mean, if Rush Limbaugh went on air and said there's a new world order, we've got to stop it, that guy has probably 30, 40 million people that are fans. 25 million on average tune in every week. Imagine. But see, he's been telling people for 15 years that it doesn't exist every show. And all these good conservatives, mainline, you know, people that found out it's true, they call up and they go, Rush, and he plays kooky music in the background and says, you're a nut. And that's because they've got all the dirt on Rush. The women, the drugs, the... I mean, that guy's a party animal. And, you know, he's a rock and roll jock, big party animal that found out a shtick. And I listen to him deceiving his listeners. It's so funny to him. And he taunts them and flaunts them and makes fun of them on his own show. And this makes me want to puke. I mean, he just got another $300-something million contract. I hope those 20 pieces of silver are good for you, pal. And so his listeners hear this show and they think, oh, well, there can't be a North American Union. Rush says there isn't. Or there can't be a New World Order because Rush says there isn't. And then it's all about Republicans and Democrats. I mean, I heard him last night, WOAI was re-airing him. Out of San Antonio. I'm going to go to your calls in a minute. They were re-airing him, and he was talking about how John McCain's a liberal, and John McCain sold out the campaign, and how John McCain's own campaign people are destroying Sarah Palin, and talking about her, you know, buying clothes at Neiman Marcus on campaign money, and how they're trying to destroy her because she's a real conservative leader. And see, that's all true. But he's telling you when it's too late. See, it doesn't matter now. He can tell you how you could have won the game back during the game, but he's going to tell you after. Of course, you know, Rush Limbaugh could go up and say, oh, look, all these British newspapers reported that McCain illegally went to Lord Rothschild's palace and raised something like $5 million in one night, and every contribution was a felony. They're non-U.S. citizens. But see, the corporate media, it's not the liberal media, they're owned by the military-industrial complex, the private defense contractors that run the military. That's part of a psyop that they're these little idiot liberals. They don't want you to know that McCain went and took illegal contributions. It's not going to be about that now. It's going to be about, Sarah Palin bought some clothes at Neiman Marcus. That's something the average sheep can understand. That's being rich, is buying a skirt at Neiman Marcus. It's not stealing trillions of dollars. Or it's not going to the Rothschild Palace, because Rothschilds don't exist, Limbaugh says. I remember him about 12 years ago. He would still say the CFR didn't exist. That was before they'd go on C-SPAN and admit what they were doing. And I'm not even here attacking Rush Limbaugh. You know, he's his own worst enemy. Went deaf taking so many painkillers that it, you know, killed the nerves in his. That's what OxyContin does. I mean, he's in his own prison. A worldly, self-centered person, been married, what, 3 times, never had any children, because he's so selfish. He has no idea. And, you know, he's there to sell conservatives out. Just like Barack Obama is there to sell liberals out. And you know, I don't care what you say. You can call me a communist because I'm against the North American Union, or you can say I'm a liar and it doesn't exist. When Judicial Watch sued and we got all the minutes, the first thing on the agenda was how to keep it secret from the public. I mean, I don't have time for this childlike behavior of the Barack Obama supporters just running around worshiping this person who was a puppet. Coming up, when we go live on PrisonPlanet.tv next hour, I'm going to show you just in about 3 minutes at my parents' house all of the news articles that I just picked up in one pile. Because my mother reads it and it goes right in the recycle bin that's right by the birdcage, because she uses part of the birdcage. Now, that is the proper use for mainstream media. But I didn't have to fish this out of the birdcage. And it was just every newspaper article, every magazine about how Obama is saving the Bill of Rights. All lies. But to the childlike public, they want to be lied to. And that's what's frustrating about it, is that it's like talking to children and you're trying to explain to them. I remember one time when my daughter was like 2 years old. We were at this hotel that had a balcony. It was like four stories down. And I was out there and she kept trying to climb up on it. And I said, honey, that's dangerous if you fall off that. So we ended up, you know, just closing the door and locking it. The point is, now she knows it's dangerous. She's older. But it's like children with the American people. This stuff is not complex. And they just are invested in Rush Limbaugh. They're invested in Barack Obama. And they aren't going to listen. They are at their own peril. Forget peril. I mean, you're being screwed by this right now. We'll come back and take your calls after this quick break. Stay with me.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs, and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverINC.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverINC.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
They railed against the crowd. Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody wall.
Patrick, Brandon, Scott, Arthur, Vicky, your calls are coming up right now. Again, early in the next hour, I'm going to show you just a few editorials of cartoons where Obama's fixing the Constitution, bringing liberty back. No evidence of that. It's all to the contrary. Attacking liberty at every front, the Second Amendment. He's now promising to go out to the borders with amnesty. The torture, the secret arrest, all those powers, the wars, the warrantless wiretapping, it all stays. But now the media is going to depoliticize it, so now it won't be an issue, and that will cement it. Before we go to your calls, I want to tell you about eFoods Direct, ladies and gentlemen, the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. Right at 28 years, it's where I've gotten my storable foods. They're freeze-dried and dehydrated, so they keep all of their nutritive value and a lot of food stores in very small containers, so it's very easy to store. It lasts more than 10 years in climate control, but if it's in your garage or attic like it is at my house, then it lasts for 10 years guaranteed. 800-409-5633. Give them a call today and get a free catalog or go ahead and order some food. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com online. Big banners at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Patrick in North Carolina, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, I just had a couple questions about Obama. First of all, what was that? Was it called the Fairness Doctrine? That was basically about censorship that he supports?
Yes, there'd never been anything like that in the United States until the 40s and 50s. And because there was no real editorializing on radio and TV, there were just a few preachers on the radio that would do some editorializing. And because the corporations had consolidated everything down to just a few owners, that they just told them, okay, you can't make any political statements during campaigns. You know, your news readers can't comment. Well, now that there's been the proliferation of telecommunications and more media outlets, in the mid-80s, people started complaining. There were lawsuits. The Fairness Doctrine was found to be unconstitutional. And, of course, everything they do, you know, the Patriot Act is unpatriotic, so they call it patriotic.
Right.
You know, these all have Orwellian names, like the New Freedom Initiative is to force drug half the population of the U.S. I mean, and how is that new freedom? I mean, it's all Orwellian, but no, they want to bring in a fairness doctrine where you can't criticize them where there's no First Amendment. I mean, and they're not kidding. They're saying they're going to do it. But that's called bringing the Bill of Rights back.
I just wanted to look that up. My other question is about the Obama Youth Brigades. You mentioned that they are basically like spies, and I was wondering if you had any specifics on what exactly, what kind of tabulations they would be keeping on people.
Okay, well, there's a bunch of different divisions of these, and they've expunged a lot of this off of the campaign site, but we have screenshots of it up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Big article Paul Watson did on it today. But what they're going to do is the youth brigades are separate. I mean, I oversimplify it. Let's just, you know what? Let me just do this. Let me just go to change.gov, and then I can read it to you directly from there. But it says...
Sorry, I was just going to say, don't worry about that. I'll go check that out. I just wanted to know, like, specifically what they would be keeping track of. But that's probably a really hard question.
No. Right? I mean, I'll be more than happy to tell you. In fact, we'll start the next hour, and we will... I want to get rid of the callers that have been holding the longest first. Then I'll get into how the spies are already operating and what they'll do. They're just announcing it under Lord Obama.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Our beloved.